This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. And we are here telling everybody what it takes. 13 things it takes to raise successful children. And before we left the break, Devin was giving us his thoughts on how successful he is.
How
wonderful he is.
How he walked uphill barefoot.
Yes. I remember when I used to have to carry everybody to school.
In the snow.
And I didn't have food for days.
To Sandy Springs.
Well, you know, the fact is that everyone that is successful in their areas, they didn't get there overnight. You know, you're not.
That's true.
You know, Neil Bortz didn't reign over radio.
Nepotism
does
exist
because he didn't put in the effort. Tiger Woods didn't become great because he didn't put in the effort.
Is he still
Michael
play golf?
Jordan? I mean, on and on. I mean, all of your greats, they're
you
always
don't recognize
the ones
him. He's taking some weird skin thing, pigment thing now, like Michael Jackson used to.
Wow, they're always the one that goes in and puts in the extra effort. But
well, what's funny about that is Ashley is that way. As certain kids are born with it, and certain ones not. Ashley will make herself a complete panic child about getting something, you know, and getting it really, really good. And Angela's like that with school. She wants to be 100% perfect, and she will work herself in a frenzy. And Brandon, he don't care.
Yeah, I think that's what.
You know, Brandon don't care. So I mean, you got certain kids are different. About it, but you have to teach that. We have to teach our daughters how it's important not to be stressed about it.
Right.
And we have to teach our sons how it's important that you actually got
to
care.
How it's important to stress about it.
For my girls, I feel it's important for them to carve their own way. You know, I don't want them to be beholden to anybody. I don't want them to have to depend on anybody for a livelihood. You know, I want them to be their own person.
Is one of them going to run the insurance biz?
Well, you never know.
Okay. So, last thing that we have for National Facebook News is we have graduations coming up. So, I want to do a little PSA.
You're graduating?
Okay. A little public safety announcement. We have a lot of kids that are going to be graduating from high school.
Took you how many years?
They're going to be partying. They're going to be drinking. They're going to be celebrating.
It's going to be bonfires.
Bonfires. I just, you know, every year, just graduated high school.
Lots of texting.
You know. Please don't text and drive. Please don't drink and drive. Please don't ruin your lives and the lives of your parents and your family and your friends by being complete idiots for graduation. You know, enjoy the time, celebrate, have fun, but for the love of all things good, please be safe. Please.
Don't throw anything in the bonfire. Don't put spray paint cans or bullets or anything in the fire.
It's not funny to jump. It's not funny to jump the fire.
That's a no-win situation. And also, don't drink too close to the fire.
Yes.
Because
you'll pass out.
You're going to pass out.
In the fire.
Or close to it. Yep. And then,
you know, don't.
That's not good.
This is not that time to experience new things. This is not the night for it. This is the night to be safe and actually make it home alive. And so, there's my PSA. And people, when you see kids out and they're partying and everything, you know, maybe provide a safe environment for them to have a good time. How about that?
That PSA was a lot better than Nationwide's dead kid PSA.
Yeah. 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 I will say that was a better PSA than Nationwide.
That's terrible.
So let me do something else real quick. It's we have a new trade show coming up here in June that Gezgear's going to.
Yep.
And we have a lot of things happening right now around them, so I'm going to be
go get your Gez gear, gezgear.com.
I'm actually working on that, so where we can do our live show from Baltimore.
What about Jay Dizzle?
Well, he could come here.
Okay, so here's the thing. My wife and I are going. I'm taking Brandy, and then we need to get dropping the kids off at
it's
Scott.
It's really going to be weird. It's going to be me, Darby, David, and Brandy all in one hotel room.
I told Brandy, I said, that's weird. We're going to get two rooms. So
in
it's gonna
one
be me.
Hotel room?
No, we're going to get two rooms. It's going to be Brandy, me, Devin, and Darb in one, and Brandy.
Brandy's a hell of a woman.
Nope.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
But we have that coming up.
Are you serious? You just went there.
We got some shirts that we're trying to get made, and we just got a lot of stuff that we're excited for, and there's a whole new line of products we're trying to bring. I sent you guys an email so y'all could see some of the new things we're working on. And so, listen, man, it's always changing.
That's a unique idea.
This is a business that is going to make it, you know, and as it continues to grow and the brand gets out. We had a meeting yesterday with a orthopedic clinic here in Bethlehem, you know, that Barrow Medical Group, you know, that's looking at the product. Loved the product. And that's the thing that about our business and about Gez Gear that makes us who we are is, listen, you just look at the product and you're going to like it. And you see the application.
You see that it's quality.
And you know, all of a sudden you're like, man, this is great. And that's what we need. We need to be able to get in front of as many people as that we can to show this stuff. Because it's so much fun. And every time I'm doing it, I'm just so excited about it. And I told Brandy that the other day. I said, I know we still work to try to support ourselves, but this is what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Love showing this product. And loves being the face of Gez and Gez Gear North America.
That's one of the ugliest faces I've seen in a long,
go
long time.
Go get your Gez. Well, you know, some of us are the insurance doctors. Some of us are the sports doctors. But then there's the Gez doctor.
That's it. The GD.
And with that, National Facebook News is dead.
That was pretty good, David.
You're welcome.
Oh. Well, thank you. So we had we sponsored the Red and Black game. On this past Friday.
Hey, did you accept a new position somewhere that I heard about?
It hasn't been official yet. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just check.
Yeah.
We'll unofficial.
It's unofficial. Well, it'll get voted on.
This next. He's got to get elected.
Yeah, I got to get.
But I feel that in the future there's going to be a new title for him.
It'll probably
be something more like El Presidente.
No.
El Guapo.
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
That's awesome.
Kind of looks like that now with his mustache, smoking cigar.
Actually, if I go and I shave this off right here,
yeah,
look more like it than you know. Yeah. Absolutely. Guess that the tequila. No. But in all seriousness, we want to thank everybody for listening to the show. We hope that you enjoyed it. Hopefully that you were maybe even offended by some of the comments that Jim and David made. You probably weren't offended by anything that I said.
Of course not.
No. But
how could they be? You didn't talk.
Not offensive. Nah,
not at all. But you can always check us out. You can, if you want to hear a replay of the show, you can check us out on our iTunes. Just search the Jim and I Ransom Effect Facebook page. You can also go to Podomatic and search the Jim and I Ransom Effect in Podomatic, and you can check out any of the replays of the shows, anything that you've missed. But again, we always thank all of our supporters, all of our listeners out there for listening to us and making this thing happen. So I guess all that's really left now is to find out
DB
of the day.
So, well, it's going to be interesting, but I think that we already know who may have won.
I think it's totally up in the air.
Well, the fact that you think Devin came in with 3.
That's it?
He was pretty docile.
We told you you didn't offend anybody.
I thought I had some really zingers in there that didn't get pulled.
I was very lenient.
Wow.
I had 4.
The bar has been raised.
And mine was kind of like behind the scenes 4. I spotted and egged on, evidently, a couple here. Then Mr. Jackson come in with a whopping 6.
Mm. Oh.
But Mr. DeBose has...
as normal.
He has 8.
And what's really bad about that?
Really, I could have put 5 more in there.
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, listen, man, you know, when you... It's just talent. Pure talent.
Yeah, yep. I bet. Well, on that, we want to thank you again for listening to the show. Catch us again next Saturday, same time, same channel.
Go get your Gez.
On 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Jim and I Ransom Effect.